Okay, got you back.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Oh, okay. What I was saying is, you know, you didn't get an email password yet, but we email code, but we didn't actually select to receive the email code. We only did it to the text. So if you go, there's like a little arrow at the top there, that like an arrow pointing back. If you click on that, and then you can try the email there, and then continue, and then it should hopefully come through.
Keep waiting and refresh. I think this is what it is. 8-on-8 Tampa. It looks like that's what it was. I don't use that anymore, but I cleaned it out a while back. Archive, Google Stimulator. That was from 3/26. Oh, there it is. Excellent. 424792. 424792. 424792. I'm pretty sure that's what it said. Make sure that's what it said.
424792. Yep. All right.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so it didn't ask you to set a password now?
No, it says next time you log into the browser, just click profile picture instead of typing password.
Oh, okay. So then hopefully it didn't lock you out of all the other stuff. Okay. So you see at the top right, there's like 9 dots next to your main.
Hang on real quick. It says next time you log into the browser, just click your profile picture instead of typing password. Huh.
Yes. So now it will be logged in.
I hope I'm on my phone logged in. Should be helpful.
Just, yeah, do you want to have a look quickly, or?
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah, I'm good here. Let me see. Oops, let me see. Yep, I'm good. That was weird, huh? You just let me in?
Yeah. Huh.
Maybe he was able to identify me. Okay, so what are we looking at? Sorry.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just going to go there as well. Okay, so, yeah, so on the top, you see where your messenger icon is in the notification on the top right?
Yes, uh-huh.
So then go on the 9 dots just to the left of Messenger. If you just click on it, the 9 dots there just next to it.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
Facebook, okay.
Yes, and then if you scroll down on this menu, there should be business at the bottom if you just keep scrolling down. There it is. Yeah, you see there's like a little thing that you can drag there on the right.
Right here.
Yes, that one, yeah. Just keep going. Why doesn't it give you the business one? That's strange. Okay, sorry. If you go on the left-hand side of the screen where it's got your name, it says Meta AI on the sort like the left of the...
Yeah.
Press CMall. No option for business. Okay. Then the other way we can do it is if you go to, you know where it says facebook.com in the bar at the top, the URL bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So if you go there and in front of Facebook type business dot, no, not there, just after www, yeah, and then type in business, just click before the S and then business.
Uh-huh.
And then dot.
Uh-huh.
And then enter. It should take you to the business manager. Nope. That's strange. Okay, hang on a minute. I wonder why it does not take you there. Like when normally there's an option to go business, that's very strange.
I don't see it here. And this is my, you know, this is my new personal account that I had to make after I was, you know, hacked.
Yes.
My personal account went away. My personal account completely went away. Like, it disappeared. At least my business still exists, and at least my Instagram business still exists, but my Facebook completely disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what, click on pages on the left there.
Yeah.
I'll see if that takes you anywhere.
Meta Business Suite.
Yeah. So just to confirm, you don't have any page associated with this account, right? You don't.
I think I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your Facebook account does not have access to any Facebook pages or Instagram accounts that can be managed by the Meta Business Suite. To continue, you can create a Facebook page or log in with Instagram or log in with another account. Does your Instagram that you said, is that the business Instagram?
Yeah, I have a business. Right now I have a new personal and a new Instagram personal, but I had a, you know, business that was connected to the Instagram. And both of them still show. People can still see them. I just can't, you know, manage them.
Oh, so you can't access the Instagram either?
No, because they're both connected. Remember, the Instagram and the Facebook are both Meta, so they're both connected. Yeah. So I even tried last year the old take a picture of yourself, you know, all that crap. You tried to get back to the Instagram, and it just wouldn't let me.
Because normally there's like an option here where you can go to business feed, then obviously you wouldn't have any pages. And then it should be, because what they've told me to do is that you need to claim it from your business suite. But now it's not allowing you to do that without creating a page, and we don't really want to create a page. But I guess I'm just thinking what's...
Invites? What are these invites? Let's see what these invites are.
It might be people that are inviting you to like their page or...
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not, it's only allowing you to actually create a page. It doesn't let you get there without having, because we want to be able to claim it. Okay, I'm going to email you a link. Just give me 1 second. To see if that takes you. Oh, hang on.
Hey, log into another account. No, don't want to do that.
No, because your old account is the one that you can't even get in anyway.
Right.
Okay, I've sent you an email. It should come through shortly.
Now it's taking me out of it.
I see.
Okay, good. Let me back in without a password.
Okay. I sent an email. If you just copy that link into this browser, and then hopefully, see if that takes you to where we need to be.
There he is. There's Kyle.
Yeah. So just copy that. Don't. If you click it, it's going to take you to your other browser. But just copy that and then put it into the
Chrome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then just put it in the top there, yeah.
Yeah.
And see if that allows you to get anywhere. No. Okay. That's a shame.
Let's try the link cooking.
I'm wondering if you should create a random page that you're not going to use just to get access to a business suite. I'm wondering if that would be worth it. I don't really...
Right.
Because without having it, you can't contact support at all, and I don't think. If you go into the 9 dots here again on the top right, let's see if it allows you to contact support anywhere. Ad center, nope. Okay, if you go, you know where your profile picture is on the top right there? There. Let's see if there's any help. Okay, help and support. Let's see if it allows you to do anything here. Help Sintra?
No, status. Help Sintra, okay. There's the AI thing. Oh, God.
Okay. I know. Try pages. Learn how to create, use, and follow and manage a page. If we try... See, there's no option at all for you to contact support. This is the thing. And that's what they wanted us to do.
Center.
Yeah, okay, try that, yeah.
We should hide that right at the bottom. Here we go. Start chat, these people, I'll tell you. Unreal.
This is an
huh?
AI one, though. Start that and see what they suggest we do, maybe. Because get help, fix trouble, or restricted.
How do I change access to my page? Right over here.
I think what we can say is your previous account was hacked that managed your page, and you have a new account that you want to gain access to your page with, something like that.
Shit, sorry, I'm not looking up.
No worries.
Previous account was hacked. Previous business. Oh, wait, we're in a business anyway. Hacked. And what should we say? And
the previous account that was hacked, which had access to your Facebook business page, and you couldn't get that account back. I'm just trying to think of... Previous account was hacked.
And I cannot...
I can access. no longer access your Facebook business page, yeah, something like that.
Oh man, I really messed up. Previous account was hacked, and I can access or manage my Facebook. Try it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here we go. Rolling the dice. big money. Here we go. Big money. Rolling the dice. I'm sorry to hear about your account was hacked. You can't access your account. Let me check your recent support cases you may have opened. many.
But not on this account, right? Because...
Right, because it's not connected to this space.
Yeah.
It's personal. I see your information. Let me check for any restrictions to your account. Thank you for your patience. I should have maybe entered my old
I can get the page
identification number.
I can get the page for you, the page link.
The AI's thinking, though. It's thinking. Hey, the brain's working on the AI.
So sometimes this AI thing will direct you to a actual person. But I don't know if it will for you because you don't have business, and I think you can only get support if you have the
right
the business. That's the problem. So let's see what it does. I'm sending you a link to the page as well in case they ask for it, but it's still thinking. If you scroll down on the other thing where it says browse topics, I just want to see if there what other options are here.
There's troubleshoot disabled or restricted account. I think it's what we're after, right?
No, because your account, this account is not disabled, you know. Oh, what does it say?
Appears that you're a high value advertiser. There isn't specific security checkpoints in your account. I understand you're having trouble accessing your account. Have you already tried the self-help account recovery option?
We did that. Remember, we did that 2 years ago when we tried 2 years ago. So you can say yes.
Yes.
I remember we got into your account and then they took it back. I think, right? I remember.
No, I don't think we did.
We got in.
I don't think
we
ever did. We couldn't.
I'm
trying both hands. I tried them.
Unable to help with this request, feel free to ask me a customer support. Okay, well, that was useless. Okay, if you scroll down here, let's just see the other topics that it gives us. Try business support home here.
Where's it at? Oh, yeah.
and see if that takes us anyway. If not, we can go back, but let's just see. Otherwise, I want to still see if we can create a business manager for you. Okay. There's no option to... Okay, you see, right in the bottom left there, there's like a question mark on the right of the bottom left of the screen.
Yes, yes.
Helps, yeah, click there. Okay, yeah, this is actually where we can start, but now this is only giving you articles. Contact support at the bottom right. Right at the bottom of there.
Yes, Okay.
When you share your experience. Okay, let me come up with something for you to write quickly. Give me 1 second.
Yes.
Then I can email it to you to copy there. I think that might be easiest. Okay, I'm going to send you this. I've put it together with AI, with the help of AI.
Hey, all the college students are doing it. They don't have to think anymore in college. They just AI everything.
Yeah. I do sometimes with AI especially, they know what keywords to use for Facebook support to get you through to someone, because sometimes they will still try and just send you articles that don't help. Okay, I sent you something. Hopefully it's not too big to put in there. I don't know if there's a max, but I just sent you an email. You should get it now. It's on its way. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I got you.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, you should get an email now.
Okay. Yes. Sorry, I was dealing with some customers.
No worries, sorry.
You're good. Did you send it to my Designscapes?
Yes, open
it.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not too big. If not, I can just make it smaller. But
yeah, it should. It worked.
Okay.
Very good between you and AI.
We try.
Yeah, very good. We cannot find the asset. Could you double check correct ID or URL link?
Okay, wait. Let me go because I'm gonna zoom into your screen so I can see what it. But we gave them the link.
We do it again. Just send the link again. I'll copy and paste the link.
Yeah, just copy the link only. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the link. I just thought that's what I've opened your page on there.
Thinking. Just thinking. Wow. What assets can we help you with?
Sorry, let me zoom in again.
Yeah, over here.
Facebook page ID. What is that page now? Let me
see. My picture is from my current one. The picture is from my current one, but I don't know. It might have just... There's a bunch of different IDs there.
Yeah, I'm just going to see.
I wonder if one's Instagram. I wonder if one's like an Instagram, one's personal.
It could be. I'm just checking what the Facebook page ID is quickly.
Yeah, hang on. I used to have that. We had that when we discussed that, went back and forth in conversations. I can't remember.
Oh, yes. The page ID ends in 4066, so it's none of these. I think what I would do in this case is just select the first one there, because you don't have access to that page, so it's not going to actually find that as an option for you.
Right. Hacked asset. The assets can help you with. It might think it's this one. But hey, worth a try.
Hopefully we get through to someone and we can message them, but okay, scroll down on this thing, because this is now just giving you a help article and we want to actually speak to someone.
Well, let me scroll down. There's no...
Oh.
Oh, there it is, there it is, there it is, sorry.
This is not even telling me, this is not even about the issue, so...
Yeah, me either. I can protect your account. If you're trying to those options, you still don't recognize your connection, you may have done suspicious activity. Yeah, we know that.
This is contact support there.
Maybe they can copy paste into this one. Maybe not the business, but the regular.
How would you like to...
Sorry. We go back for
no, it took us back into this now. We're already there. I think the tab, you go to that tab. So it's not, please visit the Facebook Help Center and find articles on how to resolve your issues. But that, okay, so they're not allowing us to speak to someone. That's,
mm-hmm.
How satisfied are you with the help provided? Not very. I'm wondering if we should try, you know, where we wanted to get to Business Suite to see if we can claim the page there where it says we can't have access because you don't have a page. I'm wondering if we should try and create a page that you're not going to use, and then that should get us.
Look at this. It says here, it says search for business portfolio at the top here.
And there's no results.
Should we put that up? Would that help? No.
Mm-mm.
No.
So if you go down to, you know where it says your support cases here, let's just, if you go down to that.
Yeah.
There's nothing in there, and there's no option to actually start one either, nope.
Yeah, you can't see the lot, but you're, there you go, that's out of the way now. Yeah. Damn, crazy. View my accounts.
It's just not giving you the option to do it.
Where the hell is my account? I'll go back. Let me just see. What does it have as my account? Probably the three. Now it just has the one. That's your business portfolio.
And that's the same. Okay. Sorry, on the bottom left again, there's the, you know where there was the question mark, bottom corner, left corner? What is it, the next, add account settings, okay, we're not doing an add account, that's just a bell. Okay, do you still have more time coming, maybe try the, business support home, I think that would take us to the same place.
Yeah.
Try business settings, yeah.
Do that. What the heck?
Okay. So would you be open to doing that, creating just a random...
Yeah, page? What the heck?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm eventually going to have to do it. It sucks, but... page name. Okay, let's see if we can do my business name again. But maybe,
But hopefully we won't have to actually use this one. We can still hopefully. The end goal is obviously to get access to the actual page, right?
Yes. Yeah. This is what I did on my old Instagram. It said visit designscapesbyrobert.com. And that way people go to my website. You know, I thought that was pretty clever, you know, and people would do that. They would say, oh, let me visit designscapesbyrobert.com.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Category, I don't know, business? Username your business and organization?
I think there's landscaping and hardscaping as an option.
Yeah, they didn't. Back in the day, they didn't know what that landscaping was. They knew everything but landscaping. I'm thinking, people do landscaping, millions of people.
Oh, there we go.
And I thought it was funny that Instagram and none of them could figure that out.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, woman garden. Woman
I think
garden.
It's a landscape company. If you go back a bit, if you just delete some of the, just delete the scaping thing.
Oh, gotcha.
There was the land,
oops.
There was land,
there
landscape
go.
Company. There we go, yeah.
There we go, wow.
And you should be able to skip this bio. You shouldn't have to do that. That's
okay.
Optional. So.
Who's this? Oh, that's a person for Facebook. I'm trying to purchase a couple wooden stands for my... I'm doing bonsai now. You know what bonsai is, right? Bonsai?
Yeah.
I'm doing bonsai, and I'm addicted. And so I'm looking for, like, little wooden stands to set them on, and I don't want to... go to the home stores and buy them. The people got them for free, and they got them for $10.
Yeah.
So I'm going, you know, they're plant stands, they're little stools, you know. I picked them.
Yeah, that's nice. My friend used to have, I used to have one, but I didn't look after it very well.
They got to be watered daily if they're out. They have to be outside, too.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's okay, a lot of people kill them. Okay.
Yeah.
So, website. Let me let my dog down. She came up for loving. Got to get back down, big girl. She's 9 years old now, so she's 56 years old. That means she's
oh, wow.
1 year old, 1 year older than me if in dog years.
Yeah, wow.
Designscapesbyrobert.com. Did I do it? Designscapes, yep. Phone number, 813-390-497. Email. Watch, it'll say, there's already an account with this information.
Hopefully not.
That would be brilliant if they could do that, you know? Damn it, I got fat fingers today. I got the fat finger syndrome.
Yeah,
I'm not
that
sitting
problem.
Properly. Okay. Let's do hours later. I can always add that later.
Yeah, later, yeah, that's fine.
Profile pic.
I think you should be able to move forward without that. You can add it, but I don't think you have to do it right now.
Yeah, let's just do next. That way I can do that later. Same phone number. I don't mind that.
Oh, you can add it. You can add it. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Oops, 813. Oh, get code. What's it going to do? Let's just get it.
Have you got WhatsApp? Okay.
And I have to invite friends. Yeah, I'll do that later. Nope. Updates. Wow, that was easy.
Okay, so now try and go to Meta Business Suite there, where it says, if you go down a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this? Oh, it gives me an Instagram, yeah.
Now, okay, now this looks different to how it normally looks as well. I don't know why it's always different, but I think what you can try and do is go to help at the bottom left now and see if that now lets you get through to someone at support. Go to business manager, yeah.
Starting to look a little different.
Same thing. Okay, rather than let's try help, rather, sorry.
It's all right. Now copy and paste what you put? Or?
I think we should try... okay, the right at the bottom it says contact support again. I'm hoping it's not the same thing. I'm hoping this time it will actually go somewhere, you know.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Hang on. Oh, yeah, maybe because we have a... because we have a business.
Set a new one up.
That's probably what they want you to do. They want you to set up a whole new one so they can say they have another account added to the system, and then they give you back your old one. I swear they do these things to not give you back your account, so you'll have to set up another one, and they can say, we have 10 million business accounts, and they only have, like, three.
Yeah.
The other seven are new ones made because they were hacked. Or the old ones, I'm sorry. Additional details.
Oh, okay. Copy that page again. Yeah.
Yes. Oops, hang on. Let me go back. Hang on. Wash your fingers.
Okay, let's do the first one. Okay, well, we did the first one last time, right? But the reason I was saying the first one is because that's saying add account, and normally with an add account they do, but they actually said that you weren't seen as a high value spender on the last one. So I think let's use the next one, the Facebook page one.
This one, yeah. Each time, yeah.
Middle one, yeah.
Yeah. I'm typing somebody's real quick on.
I just hope they put us through to someone and don't just send us back. Select an issue, okay. Just select that drop down there.
Okay, select an issue, okay.
Okay, there we go. Page admin dispute.
Uh-oh. Might be getting somewhere.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we can start this chat, but I'm wondering, you know you sent me a letter. Sent me a letter that I used. Do you still have that on file? You can maybe attach it here.
The one I sent you, back to you. It's got to be in the email here. Because I sent it via email, and this is our email thread here.
Yeah, I think you sent it to support at Local Splash, not to my one though, so it might be.
Oh, yes, yeah. Right here. No, this is a different one, sorry.
Oh, here we go. Facebook, if you go down a bit more, I think that's it there. DS letter.
Right there, yes.
See if that was it.
Come on, there it is.
Okay, cool. So if you can download that somewhere so you can, when you press attach, it's going to ask you for which file to look for it in. If that makes sense. Is it, like, if you save it to, okay, if you close the, if you, oh, you see it where, sorry, I'm all over the place. In the, you know, on the right hand. Yeah, save as, yeah.
Now save it my files, yeah.
Yeah, save it somewhere in your file, let me know where it goes.
There's a portfolio right there. Probably where I had it. Save meta letter. There we go. Save. All right, now go back to here.
Yeah. And just attach that.
That's fine. Nice. There it is. Hey, at least we tried this, haven't we? Good thing we haven't tried.
No, I know. I'm sorry it takes so long. I mean, it's just so frustrating.
No, no, you're fine. You're fine. I have some free time. This is great. I'm just going to pick up some stuff and maybe meet a customer later today. No big deal.
Okay.
I went for my first bike ride in a long time this weekend, my son and I. And I did 7.5 miles, and boy, that killed me.
Oh, wow.
for an older guy that's trying to lose weight, boy, whew.
Yeah,
man, that was
kind of
tough. It was great when I did it. It felt great when I did it, but, oh, my Lord, after, it made me tired. Real tired.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Hang on, I'm looking for my, just somebody that's not showing my folder here, my Word folder. Let me do. Why it's not, there it is. There we go. And, shit, where is it at? It's not coming up like it normally does. Am I not doing the same?
Yeah.
I've been looking at Meta. I've still got Meta.
Yeah.
Look at, oop, not Netra. Meta.
Weird. Why is it not there?
Let me see. Let me go back. Hang on. It should be in here. And then it should be a folder that says A. Like, I did A to make it up top.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be A. Oops. Let me do it like this. There it is. Should be here. Here. And it's only showing PDF. It's not showing Word documents. I can save it as a PDF.
Yeah, maybe that is why. Sorry, I didn't even think about that.
I forgot how you do that. Usually you do it in the other.
Oh, just you see where it says save as type? Just below.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can... Oh, it doesn't give you the option.
That's weird. There it is there. As a Word. Maybe they only take PDFs, huh? I can go back to...
Yes.
I can go back to here. Hang on, File Manager.
Okay.
I'm good here. If it brings it up, come on. Come on. Up here it comes. Maybe this is it coming up. Words are open, but.
Look at that.
It's my work.
There we go.
Enable editing. There it is. And now save it. Oops. Come on. Protected view. Enable editing. Come on. There it is. Okay. File. Export. PDF. I do this with my customers because about 8-9 years ago, someone changed the pricing on my... They had the Word document. I didn't do a PDF when I sent them a quote or a proposal. And they changed it. Yeah, they changed the pricing. And I said, no, I got the original here if you want to see. You look crazy. All right, here we go. Got it. Publish. Bam. Now we'll go back here. Go out and come back in.
Is.
Maybe that'll help. Oh, you saw it? Okay.
Right at the top there.
Man, I didn't think it would populate like that. I thought you had to go out and come back in. Some things nowadays you have to go back out and populate or refresh. I messed up there. Come on. Let me go down to the folder. Right here. There it is. Let's see. The cat.
Perfect.
Woo!
And now you can press chat.
How about that, huh? How about the shuttle or the moon circle? That's pretty cool, huh? People circling the moon. That was crazy. I don't know if I'd be brave enough to do that.
Messages right. Generated by AI may be inaccurate or inappropriate. Oh, fantastic.
Inappropriate. I know, I had my bank account got hacked last week again, but only like two things they charged. So one of them, when I called the company that I found that did it, they have an AI person, and all he does is, the first thing I said was payments. And he says, ooh, if you say that again, we could disconnect this call. That is inappropriate. Crazy.
So this is the same thing it does when I did it my cases, and then it does this AI thing, and then I very swiftly ask it to speak to a human.
I wish I could download everything from the other one into this one. You guys have access to this new one, but there's no...
Let's see what they come back with. It looks like we somehow have opened the case, so...
Yeah, it's finalizing response. Here we go. Uh-oh. Maybe send to him again. Send him that letter again. You know, the AI-generated...
Still nothing.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. Scroll up. Hello, Robert. It's a pleasure to meet you. I can certainly help you understand process sections. You're just praising me. Hurry. By a business manager, your new account... Oh, it's not currently managed by a business manager, and your new account does not have any administrative roles on it.
Oh, so now they've changed the requirements, because for when I requested, the letter was fine, but now they're saying a valid photo ID and the signed document.
Okay. Oh, I see, yeah. The valid photo ID.
If you just go down, I'm sorry, I don't mean to rush you.
No problem. Signed statement, which we have, right? Okay. Facebook account, email address. Declaration stating, I declare under penalty of perjury, my information is true and accurate, proof of ownership. Okay. All right, we can provide all that.
Okay, so let me open your letter, because I think that's most of it. I think you just need the ID, to be honest. Let me see. I think it's just the ID.
That's saying, relationship to the page. So description to relationship to the page. Name of the current person who manages the page, if you know them, which is you guys. An explanation of your request.
The Facebook account or email address or a link to the personal profile that you wish to have added. That's on there.
Right. A declaration stating, I declare that
I need to add
the
declaration. Mind copying?
Yep.
Yeah. Putting that in there.
Copy. And then, maybe after this here. I declare under penalty of perjury that my information provided is accurate. Maybe I should put that above my name.
Oh, and then your new profile link as well, we can add there.
This one, you mean?
Your new face, your personal Facebook account in your name, just a link to that.
Let me see, that's up here, I think, right? No, here. Nope, it's changing my business one now. Here we go, let's go like here.
These are the business one, so
Now, where's the link? It doesn't show it up here. Everything's coming up bonsai.
And then just click on your name there.
Right here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right here.
Yeah, and then copy that, yeah. And then you can just, under business portfolio, I think you can write new business, your new personal... Oh, actually, I'm just thinking where's the best place to put it. Yeah, new personal account.
New personal account. Okay. That looks good. Let me get the 961s at the end of it. I don't know why I have a feeling that was... Yeah, it was there. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then just to make it cleaner, you see where it says page ID. Don't you want to, if you don't mind, like, copying that and putting it under the business portfolio just so it's... I don't know why I laid it out like that. Sorry. So if you cut...
Do which one? Sorry.
No, it's fine. You can... And then go to the next line. Just press enter.
Okay.
And then paste there, yeah.
Paste it there as well?
Yes. And then we can delete it from there, just so it's a cleaner look, so they can see it. And then you can just remove it from below there.
Yeah.
And then what did they say in the other message? They just need an ID copy, I think, right?
They needed... proof of ownership, evidence such as an article of incorporation tax, which I have right here in front of me.
Yeah.
I wonder if they need the actual picture or they need the tax ID number. Just the tax ID number. Let me put that
probably
in one second.
Yeah.
Let me grab that. It's right here in my folder. I have that on me all the time because I get asked all the time. The government, boy, the government makes sure they want to. All right, here we go. There's my tax ID. So it's going to say, what does it say? It says proof evidence of articles of incorporation. Which I have tax certificates or business license. I do have a business license, so I'll put both. I'll put all. The above.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you might just need to put a copy of the ID as well, like an actual copy of it. I think they're going to request that because it says does say a copy.
Okay. And then my license is, hang on, it's right here. Hang on. Hang on, I gotta find out what my license is. Here's my... Let me look, it's on the top of my letterhead. Hang on one second. Sorry. Used to be, yeah. Okay, bear with me one second. Let's do my folder here, and then you probably need a copy of the incorporation, okay? If I have that here, I'll make a copy of that. Okay. I think this is my name. Okay, here we go. And they want my, what'd they say again? The name of it. And it says... Evidence of the article of incorporation, tax certificate, which I have that, or business license. Here we go. I wonder if it's state of Florida or if that's government. Probably Hillsborough County. So that's Hillsborough County.
Hmm.
What if I should put Hillsborough County? I don't know. Okay, that looks like that's what they're wanting, right?
Yeah. And then just the Yeah.
Once you have the PDF ready, you will need to open a new support case titled Page Admin Dispute.
Oh, I think it says if it's over 24 hours, right? Let me just...
Oh, yeah. Arcus reviews this request within 24 to 48 hours. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They review it within 24 hours. But it says, once you have your PDF ready...
That's... Okay, I think what you can do is PDF and then try and attach it. And then see what they say, and then if it doesn't, that means if you want to speak to a human...
Let me put this here. Copy. Okay, it's all on one page. Now, what do we need to do now? I'm sorry.
Now, put the PDF.
Save it as a PDF. Save, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say this, the score, 13. Okay, looks good. Now, how do we do it now?
So now if you, there's a little clip, paper clip there by the thumbs up.
Okay.
Click on there and then try and attach it from there.
Come on. That's weird. Killing it. Not bringing it up like it normally does. Maybe that? No?
Okay. That might just be for pictures then. Okay, if we close that for the moment.
Oh, yeah. Probably my tax ID information, right? So it's, I mean, the
yeah.
Department of Treasury paperwork.
And then the ID.
Oh, yeah, my ID. I have to scan that stuff first, okay. You want me to scan that real quick? I probably can. Let me
yeah.
See. Let me see if it lets me. I wonder which one of these it wants. Department of Treasury, it says notice of acceptance as an S corporation, and the other one says we assigned you an employer identification number. Both of them. And I think it's going to want this one that shows my tax ID being assigned. Yet. I do not have a scan. Let me see if I do. I think I can go down here and scan. Let's see. My wife changed the scan. She changed the scan. She changed, like, she's a teacher and she uses the computer more than I do. I use my laptop more. She changed on the scan scan app. Let's see. I think this is it right here. Let's see. There it is. And my ID. That might be in my car. Let me see while this scans. Flatbed, JPEG, scan. Let's see if it works. Oh, there it goes. It's scanning. It's scanning. Let me grab my ID real quick. Oh.
Okay.
It's not, did it scan? Let's see, view it. There it is, view it. here is my... Come on. Coming up. There we go. Let me get my ID. Oh, it's a little off. You can still read it.
Yeah.
It shows the date. So let me push it over a little bit. Scan it one more time. Which side is it having a hard time reading? Ah, this side. Okay, so I need to push it to the right-hand corner more. Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Just to leave them know. Excuse.
Yeah.
Here's my ID. I should have done the ID with it, but I don't think I would have covered the page, maybe. Now, I'll do my business tax payment with my ID and my ID together. Okay, here we go.
View. Yeah.
See if I push it the right way. Yes, that's much better.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Save as. Let me get it off here. Put it back in my folder. Put it here. And we'll put it under. I'll just put it under here. What the hell? Wonderful. Let me do it. Let's see. Let's make it up. There it is. And that was from 2006. That's when I incorporated. Okay. Save. Now, let me do my ID and my business tax at the same time. Okay. Let's do this. What time is it? We got you 3 hours, right? You're 3 hours behind?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, you got in early. You called me at 7 a.m.?
Yeah, I saw it at 7. 7 till 4.
Woo! You are early bird. See if it came up. There's my fat Santa Claus face. I'm not that fat anymore. Look like Santa Claus there. I said I should stay fat and make money. Being Santa Claus, not that I might die early. I'm
but then you're that seasonal income, right? So.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. They pay Santa Claus in the mall here $42,000 for 30 days.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And if you have Mrs. Claus, it's over 70 if you have a woman with you.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. File. Save as. What? Save as. Hang on 1 second. Can I put you on hold 1 second?
And I'll no worries.
Have somebody call. I'm going to put you on hold.
No worries.
Okay, let me go ahead and save this. Dan. Come on. Gonna be ID. And license. Oops. Okay. There we go. ID and license. Okay. Now, here we go. Let's go back. I got them both saved. Do that. Let's see if I can find them. Aha, there they are. This one. That one. There, that. We attached that one. We got the ID.
Yeah.
Now let's attach the PIN. Now, what about the letters? Can I copy and paste them?
It looks like it only lets you do... Oh, okay, there we go. There, but and then you can attach the letter as well, yeah. Oh, wait, we can't. Well, we actually attached the letter when we started it. Oh, but we've updated it now.
Yeah, so just like copy and paste it?
I don't know, because it's saying a PDF, right? So I'm just thinking, go back, if you just don't mind going back to the what they're saying.
Yeah.
I think they were saying, if you scroll right to the top, I think they were saying it must all be one PDF, which means we'll have to go and make that.
Yeah.
Into a single, and your identity and ownership, please prepare the following documents and merge them into a single PDF. Okay. So we'll need to put the letter and that into one PDF.
So attach, put those onto here, huh? Put those at the bottom of here?
Yeah. Let's see if it will allow you to do that. Sorry. I know it's taking a while of your time.
I got to find my screen. No, you're good. This is very important to me. It's open. Here we go. Oh, it's got the meta letter. I wonder where it's at. I saved it.
We got the letter, but we must add the two scans, right?
Right. Let me see. I named one ID. Let's see if it'll come up under ID. Working on it. Come on.
Hopefully it will.
I can't remember what was that here. I put it in here, but it's not coming up in here, see? I don't see it. Maybe it's under, let me do it again, ID. Nope, summer camp 221 ID. where is it at? There's the meta letter. One of them might put meta on it, so let's see if that works. Nope, that's the meta letters. Maybe pictures?
Well, where do your scans normally go? Is there somewhere where the scans...
I know. Oh, here it is. Right here. Sorry. Scans right there. Let's see. Oh, they're not showing any today.
No.
Huh. Maybe down here. Hell, anywhere. Let's look anywhere. Let's look on this PC. Pictures. Downloads.
I'm just thinking that because they're PDFs, I wonder how we can merge them.
Right. Exactly. How to merge them together.
There is a merging tool that I've used, but it's whether you're comfortable to put it all in there.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay. Let me see here.
Huh. Buy them first, though, is the fun part.
But I think it's because we're trying to this is trying to open it in Word, I think. So,
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yes. We'd have to merge them here. Here they are, right here, both of them, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, try right-click and press copy and then paste it, and then see if it will paste into the document, yeah. Oh, no. Okay, go into it and then try that. Like, double-click
it,
open it, and then try and copy it. I think you should be able to insert an image in there. And then just right-click on there. And then,
copy.
And that
press
should work, I would guess.
I'll need this one. It worked.
Okay.
Excellent.
Then we need the other one. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, there
all
we
right.
go. So
I think we did it. Let me get rid of
that as a PDF. Yeah.
I just keep them all here and it separates them later. I probably should make a separate
maybe
file.
Maybe call this one final. Maybe call it final or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to...
change the date. Let's see. Oh, Friday, good, lucky 13. That's going to be good. It's Monday the 13th, not Friday, so that's lucky.
Yeah.
That's what they
okay.
say. Let's see.
Yeah. All right,
here we go. Go back. Get here.
Yeah, but now, I'm just, if you scroll down again, I'm just trying to, I was just reading that thing again. It does actually say that once you have the PDF ready, you'll need to open a new support case. So it's not actually, okay, so I think go back, press back here, or like the arrow at the top where it says page admin dispute.
Okay, yeah. It says page admin dispute, yeah, okay.
Yeah, very, I don't know why they would do that, but, okay, and then go to contact support again at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to have to copy that, that writing
mm-hmm.
again from my email.
Yep,
yeah.
No problem. That's right. And if we've changed any, let's see now. Actually,
no, we didn't change anything there, yeah.
Don't change anything, okay. Don't change anything,
yeah.
Okay. Nothing like see attached documents or no. They know. The documents
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, you're right. You are right.
Here we go. It says, I'm happy to provide verification ID of ownership. Confirm it. I would say see attached, right?
See attached, yeah. That's better.
What do you want to call it? See attached
PDF, single PDF
business.
With required,
yeah.
Yeah, with business documents, so yeah.
I can spell documents correctly. See attached PDF.
And the next step, yeah.
Thank you for. What did it say?
Oh, maybe it cut off. It was too long.
Thank you. Maybe let's see. Where am I at? Thank you for assistance. There you go. All right.
Yep. Next step.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad we're getting somewhere.
Take us back down this rabbit hole.
I know. Okay, now we copy the link of the page again. You can just go to your email to get it. Yeah.
That's right. There we go. Right here.
Oh, no, I think it's in the box below, yeah.
Yes.
So, the thing, so on Facebook, they're either going to send you a message when they've got feedback or an email. So, I'm jumping ahead now because I'm excited that we're actually getting somewhere. But once, okay, and we selected the second one, the second option.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It never let me change the password, so that was interesting earlier.
Yes, I know, right? Yeah. Okay, select the issue, and then it should be page admin dispute.
Okay, let me put this back, hang on. I'm refiling some stuff, sorry.
No worries, sorry.
Admin dispute. There we go. Go ahead.
No, okay, sorry. Go back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we lost where we were. Okay, sorry. No, there was an option to select a drop-down, so this is the original one. We need to make a new one, so we're going to have to just start from the... sorry, if you go to contact support right at the bottom, we're going to have to start... that one again, and then copy the whole text in there again. I'm sorry.
All right. Oh, that was
no,
the wrong one.
Yeah, that's just the...
me do this, and oops. Attach PDF of business documents and ID. Let me keep this so I have it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep, and then next step. I think we're going to have to copy the link again,
yeah. Just wait for it to... I don't know if I can leave while I was doing this. I probably can, but... You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I think you should be fine to do that, yeah.
Okay, there it is. Okay. It looks like a phone. I knew where to find all these things I copy and pasted. They should think about that one. Okay, there we go.
And then the second one.
Yeah, second one right there, okay.
And then we'll ask for the drop down in a second.
Right.
No, don't click on that one. That's going to take you to the old one again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 14 minutes ago.
And then click on the selected issue. Yeah. Page admin disputes. Did you already submit a call? Okay, press new case. It told us to do a new case, so...
Yeah, it did, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Should I do a new one? Should I open a whole new one? Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
Unless it was taking us there and wanting us to do that. Maybe that's why they want us to follow back through those steps.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter either way. I don't think it'll matter.
One of our agents, okay, go to chat. It doesn't look like you can open another one. So, sorry, I've made us do that pointlessly. Then I think what we can say here, if you close those two attachments there. Because those are not the... It didn't actually... If you press the X next to it, because it didn't actually allow you to attach the PDF here, if I'm not mistaken, right? It was only images that it allowed you to attach it.
Right. I think you're
okay.
Right.
So then I say to it, the PDF is ready. It won't allow me to create a new case. Please connect me with a human or something like that, because I think now we should be able to... Yeah.
Type in what? Do not...
The PDF is ready, but we are not able to create a new case. It just takes us back to this one. Please connect us with a representative.
Yeah. I've been way too fast.
No, I guess that's me too.
For me. Yeah, maybe we can go back and then go back through that process and then collect one of pick one of those other options if this doesn't work.
Yeah, because we had that option to attach when we opened the case, and when we tried to do the new case, there was no option to attach. It just took us here, which was interesting. Finalizing a response.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. We just go up. Thank you for getting those documents to Lizzy.
Okay, pound document upload instructions. To ensure your document reached the right team, you can upload them directly to our current interaction, though, through support inbox.
So what I would do, you see where it says go to the business support home, right click on
right.
Business support home and open in a new tab, and then we can see what's see if it's giving us those options. Okay, scroll down. View details. Of
Was
that support
right?
case. Oh, so it says your support cases.
Oh, yes.
And then it's
details. Yes, yeah.
I'm hoping it gives an attach files. There we go.
Yes. There it is. Okay. So attach files. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Choose from your device. And then now we need to find your final one.
Yeah, let me see. Hang on. Where the hell did I put that stuff
in? Isn't it in this one, the Word documents?
Yes. Yeah. Nope, hang on. Where the hell is that? Let me see. What did we name it again? I can look back.
Final. I think we added final, right, to it.
Yeah, let's see if final comes up. Ah, there it is.
Okay.
Attach. We're almost there. Okay.
Hopefully
now they do their part.
Yeah.
They do their part. One successfully attached document. Okay, good.
Oh, so it said our support, that pop-up said our support team has been notified. So if you just scroll down a bit more on the right side.
Okay.
Does it say anything else? Okay. Then minimize this page and then go back to the chat to
that
say who's uploaded. Yeah. So
are we me begging on my hands and knees? Are me begging on my hands and knees?
It's me.
Yeah.
So just to note, they're going to send emails to that email address, right? So you just keep an eye on that email.
Oh, on that one, yes. Oh, yeah, that's interesting. I wonder why I even have that one. That's weird.
Yeah. Okay, close out this page, and then just reply here to say it's,
I just let it go, son of a bitch.
Press help, I think it's help, the help, just below it.
Help, yeah.
Oh, why has it gone? Go to Business Manager, your website.
Right here?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then scroll down. Oh, no, this is not the right place that I thought we were at. Sorry. Try help. Press help again, or support.
Right, yeah. And then help.
Yeah, there we go.
Support? No.
No, I think this is the right thing.
There it is, there it is. Yeah, there it is. You got to keep going. I forgot, you got to keep going back through the...
Yeah. And then we should be able to just go back into... Yeah, click on there. Page admin dispute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then just say document attached. I've uploaded it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm blind. I have all my glasses on. Every time I look up. It starts getting old. You're going to hate it.
I'm sorry. This is a scary thing sometimes, I feel. My eyes are already going, I have to wear glasses.
Oh, it sucks. And then you get to where you have to have reading glasses, and I was going to get LASIK surgery, but unfortunately it doesn't stretch your you can see far away without contacts, but you still have to wear reading glasses.
Oh, yeah.
But that'd be better than having to put contacts in or glasses on, you know.
Yes. My issue is far. I can see close, I just can't see far.
Yeah, that's my thing. And then eventually it's going to be up close when you hit like 45 or 40 or 50 years old.
Oh,
get ready. Okay, thank you for uploading documents. I've noted that I've been submitted and required information. Help prevent delays, reviews. Please double-check, confirm that the signed acceptation letter uploaded explicitly to Facebook. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
It does.
Okay. Okay, your specialization requires URL written directly. Okay. Once you confirm that it's included, I'm sure... Once you confirm that it's included, I'll ensure your request is prioritized for manual review.
So you can say, yes, this is included.
Okay, yeah. Man, they really make you jump through these. I guess you got to be specific. Because it's AI, it needs to be specific.
Yes.
That's why they keep... They need to be narrowed down. Wow, that's crazy. Sorry. Thank you for confirming that, Robert. I have ensured your documents are ready to review, submitted your request to special team. Many of your information, which typically takes, 3 to 5 business days, like you said before, you will be notified of updates.
Okay.
All right. It says, via your email and your support inbox. Where the hell is support inbox? I wonder where that's at.
So, that's what I was going to say. Just go to the Facebook.
Oh, right here.
You should
go to support?
Then it should come up there, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'll do in the future. Okay, I'll check it.
I believe if you go to the Facebook tab in the middle, you know the tabs at the top, there's one that just says Facebook. If you go there, it should be in the Messenger as well. You see?
Yeah, it's where it'll be. You're right. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I made us do a new one. Well, you know, that's interesting. I made us do a new one to get this back. So, all right. Well, that's good to know. Mm. And I'll check.
We'll see.
I have access to my email, and it's not like it's spammed. I don't even use it anymore, so it's right here. And you see it's empty. It's well, now here you go. Here you go. Here's
a
Facebook email. One more step to confirm that from earlier. So I'm going to delete that.
Yeah.
And then, one more. Hang on. Here we go. It says security login with a code. Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm going to delete that. So now I have fresh... There'll be nothing in here ready to go.
Yes, perfect. So, let me, what is the date, Tuesday? I'm going to call you on Thursday morning and see if you have any feedback. And then we can take
a look.
But I'm glad that we...
You're a gentleman.
Did I say Thursday, right? It's Monday today. I thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah, so Monday.
They're saying
like Thursday, Friday sometimes.
3 to 5 days. Yeah, so I'll do...
Yeah.
I'm going to put a calendar in for Thursday, just so I remember. And then I'll touch base with you to see how that's going. Hopefully we'll have some feedback, or maybe only by next week, but hopefully this is promising now. And I think maybe what we should have done all that time ago was you do it from your side, but you were still hoping you'd get your old account back, so that was the thing then, you know?
Right.
But yeah.
But I think making a new one, I guess, got us through to them somehow.
Yeah.
And if worse comes worse, they've at least, maybe they know that it's an anxiety thing, that if I make a new one, I'll just go, what the hell, and give up and make a new one.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you're a gentleman. Go to work.
You've got quite a following on that.
It's lunchtime here, so I'm going to grab a quick bite. I'm eating very lean. Vegetables, fruit, and meat. No carbs.
Oh, that's
well,
nice.
Occasionally, a few M&M peanuts, but that's it.
That sounds good. Well, I hope you have a good day. Enjoy your lunch.
You too, buddy.
We'll talk to you soon.
You're a gentleman. We got to meet. I have to buy you something or send you a gift card or something.
No, it's okay.
You're a gentleman. You take care.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.